The condition of the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop is not improving. Farmers and the markets are concerned about the threats to yield potential from widespread April freezes and increasing dryness across a significant portion of the central and southern Great Plains. USDA's most recent crop condition ratings reflect the weather effects on the 2021 winter wheat crop, reducing the total crop rated good to excellent from 62% to 57%. According to Romulo Lolato, K-State Wheat and Forage's extension specialist, drought weakens winter wheat's ability to recover from freeze damage, and both conditions challenge winter wheat yield potential. So the change in ratings is focused on the hard red winter wheat crop based on the worsening dryness in north central and southwestern Kansas, eastern Colorado, and south central Nebraska. Between April 20th and 27th, USDA reduced its Kansas winter wheat rating from 46% good to excellent to 40% as localized freezes and expanding dryness threaten crop progress. Lolato says about 50 to 60% of the state's wheat was impacted to varying degrees by freeze damage. In north central Kansas, several counties showed varying but considerable freeze damage. According to researchers at K-State, the crop in that region needs moisture soon to help with freeze damage recovery. In parts of central Kansas, late sown fields following a soybean crop showed severe leaf and tiller damage from recent freeze events. In parts of northwest Kansas, dry soil conditions predisposed plants to freeze damage, and in some cases, severely damaged fields turned yellow and brown as plant tissue deteriorated. Southwest Kansas is still extremely dry, and that could impact the crop's ability to recover from freeze damage. Looking ahead, hot, dry temperatures across the state could further challenge the crop's ability to recover. In Colorado, moderate to severe drought plagues the eastern third of the state where winter wheat is grown. Looking ahead, high temperatures and no moisture in eastern Colorado could continue to pressure the state's yield potential. Several weeks ago, USDA rated 54% of Colorado's winter wheat in good to excellent condition, but as of April 27th, only 37% of the state's crop is in the top condition. Hard red winter wheat conditions in Nebraska are better than Kansas and Colorado, with 69% of the crop rated good to excellent. Freezing temperatures in Nebraska's southern panhandle and southwest Nebraska burned back the wheat and slowed its growth. Adequate soil moisture levels and warmer temperatures in the western part of the state are expected to help the crop recover from recent freezes. Reports from Oklahoma show significant freeze damage in some of the state's southwest and south central counties. Some counties in southwestern Oklahoma reported freeze damage across 40 to 70% of the crop. In several extreme cases, some areas in south central Oklahoma showed freeze damage in virtually every field. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.